when your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyaratu Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyaratu al-Ashura. So stay with us.
وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ آلَ زِيَادٍ وَآلَ مَرْوَانٍ.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of Ziyaratu al-Ashura. وَلَعْنَ اللَّهُ آلَ زِيَادٍ وَآلَ مَرْوَانٍ. May Allah distance from His mercy the clan of Ziyad and the clan of Marwan. We had to first introduce who these two are, and then we could better understand Al Ziyad and Al Marwan. In the previous episodes, we discussed who Ziyad was and what history revealed us about him. Now, about Marwan ibn Hakam. This is his full name. Marwan ibn Hakam is a man who is pretty well known for his extreme hatred against Allah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, and the progeny of Ahlul Bayt. The Holy Prophet sallallahu during his lifetime is reported to have cursed both him and his father Hakam. In one of her testimonials, Aisha is reported to have openly said these words to Marwan: أشهد لقد لعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أباك ولعنك وأنت الطريد ابن الطريد. This is what Aisha says. She says, I bear witness that the Apostle of Allah cursed you, your father, and you are the expelled, al-Tarid, the son of expelled, ibn al-Tarid. In another tradition, Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Abdullah is reported to have said, سَمِعْتُ أَبَا عَبْدِلَّهِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ يَقُولُ I heard Abu Abdullah, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, saying, خَرَجَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ مِنْ حُجْرَتِهِ. The Apostle of Allah, sallallahu, came out of his room, ومروان وأبوه يستمعان إلى حديثه فقال له الوزغ ابن الوزغ. When the Prophet came out of his room and found Marwan and his father spying and listening carefully to his speech, so he said to Marwan, you are a lizard, son of a lizard. This tradition is really noteworthy because of the other traditions we have. And they can make us, or better say, they can help us get to know the true meaning of lizard. There are some traditions, specifically from the Holy Prophet ﷺ, who says that when the incident of fire on Prophet Ibrahim happened, there were different animals and insects involved. The frogs were extinguishing that fire from Ibrahim, and the lizards were blowing onto it to increase the fire. And hence it was prohibited to kill the frogs, and it was ordered to kill these lizards. There is one more interesting yet tradition from Imam Ridha alayhi salam, who says, indeed lizards were a tribe from the tribes of Bani Israel who would vilify the children of prophets and hate them, and so Allah transformed them into lizards. Anyway, this tradition of lizards, according to authoritative scholars, is considered as mashhur, and it is really well known, and reveals that Holy Prophet sallallahu saw the inner forms of Marwan and his father as lizards. We seek protection to Allah from having the apparent form of human beings and our hearts as the hearts of animals.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny. Do not allow evil doing. Do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah. He appreciates Him. He understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So now you know who we are talking about. This is Marwan ibn Hakam, who Rasulullah, the Apostle of Allah, calls Lizard ibn Lizard, in the beautiful expression of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, who spoke about a group of people who appear to be humans but are truly animals. We see this, فَالصُورَةُ صُورَةُ إِنسَانٍ وَالْقَلْبُ قَلْبُ حَيْوَانٍ. The apparent form is the form of human beings, but the heart is the heart of an animal. In another sermon, Imam Ali alayhi salam is reported to have said, فَقُبْحًا لَكُمْ يَا أَشْبَاهَ الرِّجَالِ وَلَا رِجَالِ. So shame on you, O semblances of men and not men. So due to their ill behavior and spying for the polytheists, the Holy Prophet ﷺ is reported to have expelled both Hakam and Marwan and his father from Medina to the town of Taif. Ibn Kathir, in his Al-Bidayah wa-Nihayah, writes, وَقَدْ كَانَ أَبُوهُ الْحَكَمْ مِنْ أَكْبَرِ أَعْدَاءِ النَّبِيِّ. He writes about his father, Hakam. Indeed, Marwan's father, Al-Hakam, was from the arch enemies of the Prophet. Surely, he accepted Islam during the victory of Mecca and came to settle in Medina. Then, the Holy Prophet ﷺ banished him to Taif, where he finally died. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين.